News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Crypto enthusiasts will be watching the stock market Thursday as the stablecoin issuer Circle makes its debut on the New York Stock Exchange. Thursday morning, Wall Street was drifting higher as the countdown ticks toward Friday's highly anticipated jobs report. Meanwhile, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the latest numbers on jobless claims in the U.S.
New jobless claims last week hit their highest level in 8 months. Some 247,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, the most since early October. The filings remain historically low, despite rising uncertainty about the Trump tariffs' impact on the broader economy and what has been a strong labor market. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the release of the new Nintendo Switch console.
Nintendo Switch fans lined up outside electronics stores in Tokyo Thursday to collect their pre-ordered Nintendo Switch 2 video game console. Koji Takahashi, who was the first to receive his Switch 2 at one store, says, "I'm very sorry for those who weren't successful in the lottery, but I had a tough time getting this far, so I hope they forgive me." George Gigiashvili, senior principal analyst at Omdia, a global technology research firm, says the latest version of Nintendo Switch isn't reinventing the wheel, but it is more powerful.
It's going to be using a new NVIDIA chip, which will be utilizing not only the improvements in how chipsets operate, but also will use AI to improve the quality of graphics cards, make chips more efficient. It means obviously better visuals, a better performance, better battery life, and so on.
Gigiashvili says with Switch 2, the initial lineup of games isn't as strong as with Switch 1, but he says Switch 2 does offer new games. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on a new order regarding international travelers from the Trump administration.
A travel ban affecting a dozen countries is set to go into effect on Monday. President Donald Trump is again banning people from countries his administration is deeming dangerous from coming to America. The travel ban is a repeat of an order of his first administration that led to widespread confusion at airports. This version includes Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The Republican president's first travel ban was issued in 2017 and banned travel to the U.S. by citizens of seven predominantly Muslim countries. After legal challenges, the order was reworked until a version was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2018. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.